Chris Theopold joined me again. He was just up here for the shrimp, but he'll join me for one of the actions in the room making kind of a presentation. But I'll get through all my stuff first, and one of those is an action item, and I can turn it over to Chris.
Will be submitted to the Rules Review Commission for approval.
From there, the proposed effective date of the rules is subject to legislative review per Section Law 2019-198 and General Statute 14-4.1, which is legislative review of regulatory crimes. And I brief the Commission about this most recent addition to the rulemaking process at your November meeting. So the effective date is uncertain, but would be taken up sometime, most likely in 2021. Due to the timing of when the Rules Review Commission would get final adoption. So, the staff recommends the Commission vote on the final readoption of 15A NCAC 03M, 0509, and 030108. And I'll pause there, Mr. Chairman, if there's questions.
Any questions on these two rules for Catherine? If not, I would like to ask for a motion to approve 15A NCAC 03M.0509 Part 4 and 030.0108 licensed commercial fishing vessel registration transfers.
Research, a lot of information. thing?
The meat may be designated to the soup kitchen. I'm not sure about that. I've heard that before, fact, but the department, I'd rather even give a chance to the department managers, but I'm thinking that the only thing that fit for it is the school of the kitchen. That's just not,
I'll echo what Mike's saying a little bit, but, you know, I think we're a little late in the process, and I'm very involved by the peer of the man, right? I thought about it before, if it was capable of being done at this point, I'd say get a peer of the exemption. That would be my thought process on it, whether it's capable or not. But basically, I know what the man is saying. It's more like a man that doesn't have a boat, it's certainly more than catching it off the pier. I can understand where he's coming from. I can also understand the revenue that it may bring into the pier. So if it wasn't a biological issue, or wasn't a stock assessment issue, I would say give peers a variance or exclusion from it. That's just my thought.
I just saw the councilman, he said we would have to put that back into the process. That's not a good intention.
I'm going to kind of go on my own on this. You know, we're talking about what is good to eat, what's not. You know, I'm probably the only one that sits behind a fish counter, and I can tell you, people eat every sort of fish. And I don't believe that's in our wheelhouse up here to discuss what is edible and what is not, you know, honestly. And, I read the article that the gentleman came up here to talk about, the state record. Gentleman who caught that fish, it was donated science, and he kept every seal harbor in there. It's a big deal for him. So I'm not catching any fish. I've never targeted tarpon, but I feel like as this representative being up here, I have to look at every stakeholder in North Carolina. It may not resonate with everyone, but I think that's something you need to think about.
Yeah, something that might be.
The exemption piece. I mean, what would it really take if everybody could look at an exemption for a fishing period? If they're called on a fishing period, what would it really take if everybody could look at that? I mean, this is not a conservation sort of issue that we're looking at that has a sustainable harvest attached to it. It's just sort of a rule that's sort of like a Newmont rule, really. And I'd just be curious to hear that answer.
In terms of the piece of the process that's missing on that particular item, that was part of the rule language that was put out in public comment. So that's the point of the process you have to go back to if you're wanting to change language now to include that exception.
Any other
comments? I'm perfectly fine. I'm not trying to create a box. There are a group of people out there, like the Marlin Fishing, that can go offshore and they want that grandeur, they want that rush of that, taking a video of that great big monster fish doing whatever it does out there. I don't want to create an environment that people are like, I really
you're saying, but also that this rule has been out for a long time. And it bothers me when anybody with any issue comes up at the 11th hour saying, oh, my child, look at this, do this. I believe all the work's been done, here we are. And, you know, it's tough to not be through the water process if it is important to
you. With all due respect, I mean, I came into this issue late. I mean, we have to rediscover there's been a lot of new appointments. So, I mean, when I first heard about it, I guess, I can't remember, a couple of meetings ago, I was trying to figure out exactly, you know, what that fishery was all about. It's a nuanced fishery. And so, you know, that's what we're here for. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes you have to go back. You know, I would have to go back. I feel like there should be some sort of exemption just to protect the pure fishing.
But also, too, you may be new on the commission, but these guys are not new to deer fishing where carbon fishing was occurring. So they knew about this issue apparently has some other importance to them, and it's up to them to be on board with what's affected for their industry. You may well be exactly right about that, but one of the reasons we have a public comment is we're supposed to listen and so on. And until the gentleman spoke this morning, and I'm fortunate I'm in a hard time, I haven't been here fishing in decades, but I'm completely on board with any of us who might get lucky enough to catch a tarpon in our boat, and we did not harvest it. I was all and still remain a strong supporter of it. The main thrust of what I perceive is the but he makes it, you know, think about catching one on a pier, and particularly an ocean pier where you're, by the time they get the fish pushed it up to get the hook out, it's past the point of being viable. And I think, and in any event, it strikes me as that's a reasonable thing for us to look at. You know, that is a place that is most easily available for a lot of folks in demographic circles and various social handicaps and things. But I think we need to, if we're going to have a public comment period, we need to not just sit here and look at people talking, we need to hear what they're saying. And that's the first time I've heard that point brought up. It may be late, but it's not too late.
So, I agree about public comment. We need it to listen to it. But the public comment this should happen 6 months to a year ago when the process was already
going on. But we should run it back through. This is not an FMP. This is not something like talking where we're overfishing, overfishing. This is just the right thing to do. And I'm saying there's the right thing to do, which is what we have. At least some of us have been invited on an additional thing that we at least ought to consider on the merits to see if it is in a fair way to do the right thing.
And I agree with that, about that. If we don't adopt this rule, we've got to go back to Romans day one and we do everything with these considerations. There's no guarantee through the rulemaking process or through the pre-rulemaking process that this will be an adopted part of that rule. Have exemption for repeaters. The public comment, staff's comment, our comments might be good, should think, but that's not to say that if somebody desires to implement a rule that merges into this one, directly affects exemption for repeaters, that could be done, but it's also involved in the process.
I'm glad that we're discussing that CPR. I believe the owner's comments this morning is a great public comment. And I just want to say it's very clear that none of us have forgotten about piers. I grew up fishing on piers, I love piers. So when you really look at the Dartmouth fishery, anecdotally, all the people you talk to are doing migratory fish. From what we understand, there's a lot of concern about the fishery before. When you talk to the Dartmouth fishermen here in North Carolina, we don't see the numbers of fish we saw in the years ago. That we can, wonder why that happened. But when it comes to this, if you look at the draw of that fish and how they're people aren't going to stop fishing for it. They are wondering, you fish for tarpon, for the junk, for the fights. And for those of us who wonder about taking hooks out, they're pretty easy to break hooks off. You don't have to take them out of the water. And from the pier, you see a lot of guys actually walk them into the surf. They only remove them from the water. And if you look at the Florida regulation, you can't even allow them to bring them out of the water. And that hasn't stopped a very large sport fishery in Florida. So I remain in support of this.
Any other comments? If not, all in favor of this motion, say aye. Opposed? That's a hand vote then. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Motion passed. Yes, sir.
Steve, in this particular motion, is there, this focuses on the population body, I'm assuming, is there room to discuss or any other avenue to add an exemption to federal non-neutral?
So there is no proclamation authority in this. This is it's just a rule. There's no variable conditions in the rule. We don't see what variable conditions would be. So it would just be a rule.
Chairman wrote a letter to the Rules Review Commission chairman requesting that date. which included things like the large number of rules subject to reading option, the wide variety of issues regulated by the rules, and the generally controversial nature of the rules, as well as overlap. There is interplay in some of the rules that are in Chapter 3 and Chapter 18A, and we've got to time those out. And so at the January Rules Review Commission meeting, they considered that request and approved that date of June 30th, 2024. So that was very good news. And Mr. Chairman, I did want to say thank you for the letter. I think that got the Rules Review Commission's attention, and they realized that this commission is taking seriously the requirements of the periodic review and rule readoption that is set out in statute. So I think that was very effective. Thank you. That is all the information I have, so Chris can come up and walk you through the Trent Amendment 1 rule change. And then in May, we're going to bring back a whole slate of rules for your 2020-2021 cycle. Thank you.